West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, guess what, Brendan?
What's
we that? Made it till September. Whew. To September, I should say.
I think I was crawling to September, let me tell you.
It was a long run on a short runway.
I have not heard that. I'm going to tell Dave that saying.
Are you?
Yeah, I've never heard that saying before. A long run. Interesting. I'm going to use that one. Because him and I, on a weekly basis, we go over some sayings I've never heard of ever in my life. And I ask him, have you? And he goes, oh, yeah, all the time. I've heard this one. I can go over a couple of them if you want, super quick. Like, God willing and the creek don't rise. Never heard that.
You never heard that?
Never in my life.
And does Dave say that?
Oh, he says it all the time. And I was like,
yeah, my grandparents used to say that all the time. That's like a Midwest thing.
Well, I was watching a Southern show in this case.
Same thing.
Yeah. And again, I've never heard these things.
God willing and a creek don't rise. I'll be there on Monday.
I think I could say this on the air, but the one about as nervous as a prostitute in church or something like that. That's another one.
You're supposed to use that on a.
I don't know if I want I'll
the word prostitute's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. So. Anyways, but yeah, those are a couple of the sayings. What is it? As angry as a wet chicken? That's another one I've heard.
Are chickens when they're wet mad?
Yes.
Oh, they are?
Extremely. Yeah.
Oh, really? They don't like rain.
Dave speaks about with a personal experience. I could tell you that much.
What, he hosed down a chicken or something?
No.
I'm not getting it.
No, he has some chickens at home, and he accidentally left some out in the rain. And
were they mad? He said they get mad, actually?
That's an understatement. Oh, yeah.
That's probably why they have a coop at every place they're at, so they can just get inside,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, to stay dry.
Chickens don't like to be wet, huh?
Not at all.
Learn something new every day, don't you? Jeez,
not even auto-related here.
Not even auto-related, but, you know, don't wet your chicken, I guess, is the phrase we got to stick by.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyway. All right, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those phrases that, you bring with you from your childhood or whatever. Yeah, I know you heard them on a TV show or whatever, but yeah, when you think about it, it's very interesting. Yeah, but that one, God willing and a creek don't rise, I'll be there. So that
it makes sense.
Grandma used to say that a lot. Yeah, back in the day. It does make sense though, huh? Mm-hmm. You don't want the creek arising, that's for sure, because then you can't cross. So that's what that was intended for, because back in the day, you know, in the South or any place like that, you get the creek rising. There wasn't a bridge. You had to drive across or ride your horse across the creek there. It gets too high and too much, then you can't go. And you got to stay, huh? Mm-hmm. You're stuck where you're at, as they would say, as far as that goes. All right, man. So today we're talking about common repairs done, as far as that goes, but or anything else automotive related, as always. And sayings, apparently. We're talking about that, too. So as far as that
I think goes. That's a separate subject, though.
Is that a separate subject? It's all good. So, and as always, we sprinkle a little EV stuff in here. You know, past few weeks, we've been talking about different EVs. What's that?
No, you're right. You're right. I thought you were going to talk about that T word already. We haven't even made it 2 minutes into the episode, and you're already going to mention it?
No. Okay, no. And a few weeks ago, you brought up the fact of Ford making a little
truck. Yeah, the truck. $30,000 truck.
Yeah, yes. A listener emailed me and said, are they going to call it Pinto? Well, they called the one Maverick.
That's true.
But he did say, I don't think they're going to call it Pinto. No. I don't think
so either. Was that Steve?
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve. Yeah. Always emailing some good jokes and good information.
He too. Does. He sends some
I really stuff. Wish he kept that car. That 1967... What was it again? Was it
Cougar?
Mercury
Cougar.
Oh, yep. That looks so fantastic. I wish he kept that.
But. Yeah, I had a customer that had a very nice '67 Cougar. Also, it was green in color, all original.
Would he bring it in quite often?
Yeah, they used to. His wife, Dolores, was his wife, used to drive it.
Okay.
Joe's passed a while ago, and I haven't seen it. Yeah, so Dolores would be in her late 80s probably now. Mm-hmm. So if she's still alive, I don't know. I haven't
seen
her.
Will she go to the Kearney Mesa store quite often?
No. This was long before. This is back at Escondido when it started on 9th Avenue back in the day, man. Joe had a Sunbeam Tiger that I redid the whole wiring harness for. So actually some history there. There was another lady that had a Sunbeam Tiger that was friends with Joe. She was a retired registered nurse. God, I was trying to remember her name. She lived right over there by 9th Avenue. Her husband, who she'd taken care of for years, was still one of the survivors of that had gotten polio.
Wow.
And had been in an iron lung.
Mm-hmm.
But Ed, what was his last name? He held the salt flat record for years as far as the fastest time out in the salt flats in a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget his name. Ed, well, if I looked up old days and stuff like that, you know, as far as that goes. Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll do that. Oh, salt flat record holder. Super cool car stuff. I was kind of looking here. Anyway, out of Bonneville, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was broken just recently, too, because I think
It could be, but this was by a car normally aspirated and all that. There's people that have taken jet, you know, do jet motor stuff out there, things like that. Obviously not to competing with that as far as it goes, but the salt flats go back to years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. Out there at Bonneville. So yeah, good stuff. And there's actually a plaque out there. You get there and it says, "Welcome to the Bonneville Salt Flats and Utah's famed measured mile site of world land speed records." They're all set out there, most of them. So as far as that goes, I mean, it started back, Teddy Tezeloff set the first unofficial land speed record, 142.8 mile per hour, in 1914, in his Blitzen Benz 2 race car. The crust has thinned to mere inches in some places, shortening the track to 7 miles, which forcing many attempts to break records to other locations such as Black Rock, Desert, Nevada, Daytona Beach, Florida, etc. Records at Bonneville, if broken elsewhere, will live on, though. A race any other than the flats is not really an apples to apples comparison, is it? Here are some of the notable records. There's a bunch of What broke the record recently?
I could have sworn we talked to somebody that broke the record recently, and I'm trying to remember.
Well, in 1970, Gary Gabelich, in the propelled rocket Blue Flame, once again, and 622 mile an hour. That's flying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 2006, 350 miles an hour was, boy, man, that is just JCB Diesel Max. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, maybe it was Alex Taylor, because it says here that Alex Taylor broke a land speed record in 2024, reaching 236 miles per hour. And this is according to a YouTube video that was uploaded. So maybe it was that one I was thinking of. If not, Scott Birdsall sounds familiar too. Set a record for a 3.0 liter truck in 2024 with his 1991 Toyota pickup.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to Dave and find out which one it was again, and I'll get back to you guys on the next week's show, because I'm quite interested in this kind of stuff too. It's pretty cool that there's Denise Mueller Cornick in 2018 set a woman's bicycle land speed record of 183.9 miles per hour. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It was drugged by a dragster, wasn't it?
I think so.
She didn't pedal it that fast.
No. She obviously it's a motorcycle specifically.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot. There's been a lot of records set out there for different types of things, obviously.
Totally.
I can't remember. I thought that's what he was known for. Anyway, back to the car thing. We basically, I did it. This was like in 1993 when I first started. So they used to bring Joe had a Sunbeam Tiger. She had a Sunbeam Tiger. She was an older lady, but she was funny because her thing was, she's like, I love pulling up next to Corvettes and just smoking them. Well, that little Sunbeam Tiger had a 302 Ford V8 in it, and it's the size of an MG midget. It was super fast car. Cool little car for back in the day, without question. Good stuff. There was also a four cylinder one. It wasn't a Tiger though. It was just a Sunbeam. The Tiger had the Ford V8 in it. But anyway, did a lot of electrical work on those. They're cool little cars to have for sure, and fun to get out and drive. And they were super fast. So, good stuff as far as that goes. Yeah, I don't know how we got onto that, but that's where we went. Back in the day, we were working on this. I think. Oh, you were talking about that. We were talking about the Cougar and that, and,
that's right.
And Joe and some clients bringing back old days. You asked me. I haven't seen those. Well, Joe passed away. I know, so his wife may have passed away also. I'm not sure. I've been doing this a long time. We've had a lot of customers come and go. Someday I was actually doing a segment. San Diego local through Fox 5. We were doing a TV segment, and we were talking about, and made me realize, like, we are, you know, how you go through all the years, but we've gone through customers. Now we're on to grandchildren of people that were still working on their cars through the families. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
a lot absolutely. Of generations, basically, as far as that goes. Time does the... go and come, right?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. All that. All right. We're talking about different kinds of auto repair work and what we're doing as far as that goes these days, and the most common. What do you think the most common repair is that we see?
I mean, easily oil changes. That's got to be number one on the list. I mean,
that's not. Sorry.
It's not.
No, absolutely not.
Because that's where most of the time, I would say, for me personally, I'll always come in during that time unless I see the check engine light come on. I'm like, okay, that's a more serious situation. Then I would come in. But nevertheless, oil changes.
It's close.
I get the most maintenance done during that time.
Well, we put a good eye on the vehicle during that, right? Usually, most of the vehicle, we do a 40-point AAA inspection. We give a good look just to see, is there any maintenance that needs to be done? Been left, or you know, something repairs as far as your recommendation. Do we see something leaking, et cetera? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Would check engine light, just a check in for that part, would that constitute underneath your list, or no? That's not even number one still. Also,
nope. Okay, not number one. Sorry.
Let's see what else do we have.
You don't win yet.
Now, are we talking just specifically your stores? National or San Diego, California?
In general. Just
okay,
in general.
So, all right, yeah. So let's see. So we tried check engine light. We tried oil change. Have we tried tires yet? I don't think we have tried tires. It's tires.
They're on here, not on the top.
Dang it. Okay.
This could take all day.
This is going to take all day. It's definitely.
Are you Googling this?
No.
Oh, I'm just don't cheat.
I'm definitely thinking off the top of my head. Next option. Does it have to do with any suspension work? Is that on your list?
It is on the list, but it is not suspension.
One. Dang, this is. I need to put the Jeopardy music on in the background.
Let me know if you want me to tell you what it is.
Not yet. I got two more guesses on the top of my head. I want to get through here. So, let's try.
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
It's required for the car to stop.
Oh, brakes, easily. Okay, all right, so brakes is number one on the list.
Some of the most common repairs that we do deal with have to do with the brake system. Wear and tear on brake pads is a repair that will happen more than once over the life of your vehicle, for sure. It's a modestly priced repair. It turns out it is disc, drum, or rotor repair, extra high, it's a higher bill if you need disc, drum, or rotors. That's why we actually inspect your brakes for you. These days, it's changed a bit. Rotors aren't as thick from the factory, so they do need to be resurfaced when we replace brake pads.
Mm-hmm.
In doing so, you remove wear. If they're damaged too much, in other words, they have high Boy, I can't spit that out. They have hot spots on them that you can't cut out, or we get they're warped, so you can't cut them smooth enough. Then we replace them. So we do replace a lot of rotors these days. Almost all cars are four-wheel disc now. We don't have too many drum brakes. Some bigger vehicles, you still find drum brakes, but we don't have too many drum brakes. So brake lines, stuff like that, rarely need repairs unless they're damaged from salt or something like that, road salt, things like that. But sometimes the hydraulic braking system needs some help, such as the master cylinders or calipers, things like that. They develop a leak.
And I guess one last point I was going to point out is just because your brakes are squeaking doesn't mean, oh, that's it, that's broken. Sometimes it could be that your brakes are dirty. Sometimes it means that you just got through a car wash, and so
moisture often can cause noises with brakes, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly, yeah. So just a heads up, just in case you do hear it and you're very concerned, it could possibly be that.
There are indicators on brake pads. When you hear somebody go by and it goes, weep, 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 you better get the brakes looked at.
Absolutely.
Their pads are getting thin, I'm telling you now, so as far as that goes.
So is my patience whenever I hear you next to my car. I'm like, oh my gosh, just get to a shop now, please. Stop it.
If you want to hand out my cards, please feel free to, Brendan. Roll down the window. Here you go. You need this. Anyway, all good stuff. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. As we're talking all things automotive, Brendan's very favorite show of every week.
Sorry, Dave, it is. I will have to admit, Dave, sorry.
Dave. I was talking, how many hours on Saturday or Sunday does Dave do? Six?
Six.
He's crazy. I was telling somebody, that. It's like he does 6 hours of live radio straight through. They're like, what?
Like, I don't know how he does it. Like, he always keeps it interesting.
If you know Dave, you know he's never not talking. So, if there was a perfect person for that, it'd be Dave, for sure. For sure. Sorry, Dave. Yeah, we let the beans out on him, didn't we? It's all good. Some good stuff, for sure, as far as that goes. All right. So, we're talking about the most common repairs that we see happening. A lot of this is in our shops I got data from, but also nationwide as far as looking across that. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County Inland for 33 years now. As of we just passed August, because we started in August of 1993. Where were you?
I wasn't even on the earth.
You weren't even thought of yet.
Yeah.
So that's a long time ago, huh? 1993. 2 years after they came out with the EV1 that we talked about a few shows ago. So
we're going to keep running just thinking that,
that car. Yeah, because that was so fun to run Dave's battery down. Super fun. Super fun. So West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. As I said, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 33 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for 12 years. So it's far good stuff, huh? Mm-hmm. I think I said 13 a couple shows ago, but my counter gets off now. There's the locations and the time.
Yeah.
Time flies by, right?
Totally.
So out there at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, as I said. And West Kearny Mesa at Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego over there. AAA approved and small oil certified, taking care of folks over there for over 8 years now. For sure. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle, as we do call this. And you figured out why it's Golden Triangle, right? Where all the roads come together, huh?
Yep.
Yep, that's it. So we thought it's because all the financial institutions here.
No, it's the 52, the 805, and the 8. No, 5.
And the 5, yeah, there you go. Anyway, over there for over 6 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks, North County Coastal, for over 2 years now up there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together from all five locations to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced, repair, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course. Just ask one of my location service managers or service consultants to help you out and to get you all approved. If you're having a concern with your vehicle, whether it be drivability, overheating, AC, brake noise, whatever, get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly at the West Automotive Group. I tell folks all the time, you will save thousands of dollars and eliminate unwanted parts replacement by a qualified diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Best money you'll ever spend on any repair is a proper diagnosis. Saves you money in the long run. So get your vehicle in no matter what the concern you're having, and we're there to help you with it. Or if you just need a simple oil change, as Brendan often does with his cars, get it in, we'll get it changed for you and put a good qualified eye on the car.
Totally. You have that 90-point inspection?
40-point.
40-point. 40-point. 40-point inspection, and you guys have always helped me throughout these years, so I'm not going to go to any other auto.
We've been keeping you on the road, Brendan.
That's right.
For years now, huh?
Yes.
Since 2020, COVID, right?
That's right. And not only now, not just the Elantra outside, but also the Rogue now, because, you know, my warranty ran out with the Rogue with the dealership, so now I'm back with you guys. And again, I couldn't be happier. So thank you again for treating me well at West El Cajon. So
happy to. Yeah. Happy to take care of you. And all the other clients out there, happy to take care of all of you. That's what we do, is auto repair.
I will admit to folks that I every time I go in, the phone rings in the office, and then the front desk people say, hey, by the way, Brian says hi. Because he saw me from the camera.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So thank you for that, too.
Yeah. If I see Brendan, I always say hi. Yeah, we do have cameras at all of our locations, so we can make sure and keep our employees safe and everybody as required.
Totally.
So, and I have a big, in my office, there's a big screen that has cameras from all different locations, shots live, so I can see what's going on with y'all.
I'm so recognizable to people. I can't help it.
You are very recognizable to people. You are. You just pop out like an amazing person. So
Thank you.
But it's all
you could have just said sore thumb. It's okay.
Sore thumb, like a sore thumb. Yeah, there you go. So get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly. You can also go to westautomotivegroup.com, make appointments, get in. We'll get you taken care of, however it's the best way to go. But you can also from there follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X, whatever you want to call it. We send out good tips and tweets and things like that. So all good stuff as far as that goes. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News. Every week we do a segment, and then they're posted up there afterwards. Or go to Auto Talk Radio, where we also put all the what we call podcasts, because once they're done live here, they become a podcast, right?
That's right.
And we put them up on the podcast board there. So
uploaded every Monday at 9 a.m.
For your listening pleasure.
That's right.
And you can pick a podcast up on the go if you want, from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and tune in. All there for your listening automotive knowledge pleasure, as far as that goes. So the number one thing on our list was brakes. It took Brendan a long way to get that.
It took me 4 tries with that really, really obvious hint. By the way, my other guess, and I'm going to guess this is on your list at number 2.
Okay.
Batteries.
No.
Dang it.
Number 2 you mentioned.
I did. Okay,
you swore up and down that it was the number 1.
It was oil change.
Yes, you got it. One of the most common things. Now, that's going to start to maybe go down the list a bit, because as we start to get more and more EVs, as we discussed previously on previous shows, you know, by 2035 on the road, 2035, 10 or more years, they project that 26% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. will be EVs. Mm-hmm. Only 26%. So a quarter, basically, yes, of the vehicles on the road. That leaves 75% of them still steaming around, putting gasoline in. Those gas stations aren't going anywhere anytime soon, are they?
Nope, not at all.
Not at all.
I would say neither are oil companies, honestly.
No.
It's still a necessity in today's society, well, and not just here in America, but in everywhere.
There's oil in everything.
Exactly.
You need oil to make plastic.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, you know, military ships need oil constantly. So
your roads.
Yep.
Road asphalt that requires petroleum products. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't say oil. I'd say petroleum products. Yeah.
But nevertheless,
it comes from oil.
No, nothing's going to affect this in any way, shape, or form. It's just the way society is changing towards there. Now, again, do I think that certain governmental bodies should be telling us what to do during that time and saying, no, you will buy an EV by this time and you have to do it then? No, I don't think that's fair. I think we should have free choice. And
I think that's going to go away.
I hope so. Again, it's a court case situation.
Are they fighting it out right now?
They still are. Yeah, oh, they haven't come up with a finalized thing. But as of right now, what you're saying about like no EV or the mandate, I should say, as of right now, federal law does trump state law. So therefore, I said Trump. I just realized that is the same. Federal law does trump state law, and therefore, right now there is no mandate for the 2035 situation here in the state of California. Now, of course, again, we're going to go through court processes and all sorts of really long, tedious processes throughout the whole thing. So we'll wait and see if there's any new updates from there. But as of now, of when we're talking, mm-hmm, there is no mandate right now for 2035, and which should be that way. Again, I'm my own person. I should have free will and free choice of what kind of vehicle I should purchase if I want to.
You should.
Yeah.
If I want to drive a gasoline vehicle, I should be able to drive a gasoline vehicle.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works.
Absolutely.
So please don't tell me what I have to buy. Besides that, electric car. It was funny. I was talking to a guy, and he was asking me questions about EVs. He's got your favorite T word car.
Oh gosh,
one of them. But I said, between you and your fiance though, do you have a car that is not that's an ICE car? ICE. And by the way, folks, ICE stands for internal combustion engine. In the car world, it stands for internal combustion engine, ICEs, we call them, which covers diesel and gas and all, anything with a combustion engine. If it's a propane operated vehicle, it's a combustion engine still. Mm-hmm. So all of those are natural gas combustion engine. They all need a combustion engine. Versus EV, which is electric vehicle that requires a cord, got to be plugged in,
yep,
right? So if you want to keep it going, you got to plug it in. So anyway, the question was to him. He said, he's talking about that. I said, but do you have an ICE vehicle? And he said, absolutely. My fiance's car is a regular, I forget what he said it was. But a gasoline vehicle. And I said, you are like most families. If you have an electric car, most families also have a non-electric car, right?
Absolutely.
Because, and his statement was, yeah, you know, if we travel up to LA or wherever, we always drive her car. I don't want to mess with having to charge. Now, my theory on EVs and electric cars is, there's some great purpose for them for certain things. If you are a person that has solar and you can charge at home and all that, and you spend your day driving around a couple hundred miles a day or 100 miles a day even, and you use it just for running around the city, great. That's exactly what that car is made for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. Can save you a ton of gas money in that, and solar, so your electricity's free. As long as it's free, then you're really winning at this point, right?
That's right.
So, but you don't want it for long distance driving. Because you got to stop. And the thing was, I was talking to him, I said, yeah, you don't want to be one of those people on the way to Vegas and Barstow in the line to charge your bad tea.
And that heat and then the upcoming traffic going back home or correct to Vegas.
And guess
too.
What? If you run out of battery power, the AC stops working on your tea car.
Yep.
on all electric cars. No battery power. That's just like a gasoline car running out of gasoline. It no more. The motor don't turn, and therefore the AC don't work, right?
Right. I'll speak on experience, too, because of a few weeks ago, I was over here next to Miramar Base. Mm-hmm. We went to an indoor playground for my son's birthday, and there is a line in that parking lot, and it is so compact in that parking lot. Just to get a charge for those EVs, there's like four of them there.
Oh, wow.
And they're all waiting for it.
People were waiting to get in there.
Exactly. Huh? And I had to go, and I was trying my best to squeeze through because I just want to park the car.
Did you scream, EV, get out of the way?
I did. I was about to. I will say this. I saw there was two Cybertrucks there. Ah, and for some reason, my wheel wanted to just turn right into them and scrape the front of their car for some reason. I don't know why.
That's not nice. No violence. No violence, Brendan.
No, but in all seriousness, it was a very big hassle for me just to try to get around those EVs that were waiting specifically for those chargers to get done in order for me to squeeze through to find that parking spot that mm-hmm. I wanted to park for my son. But nevertheless, I was able to get in there and get my son inside there, too. But that's just one small example. Like you said, Barstow is the big one, obviously. Uh-huh, yeah. And there's plenty of other cities in California that are very similar to having a huge EV charger stations. But you have to wait such a long time just to get to it. So
yep.
Barstow is not the only one. And
that's a lot of any place that's traveling. You know, you can get people that are waiting for that purpose mm-hmm. and everything as far as that goes. So yeah, you know, they do have their spots, right?
They
it's
do.
All good. Right. So as far as that goes, we're talking about repairs though here, on most vehicles. So oil changes were number two. That's pretty common. You need those if you drive an ICE vehicle mm-hmm. and you should do them every 5,000 miles or 6 months roughly in that area.
So now number three has to be tires because I mean, really still not on that list at number three. There's a bunch of tire shops along the way and everything. So and again,
everybody likes to sell tires.
Now,
I guess.
Again, we will say this. So the oil change, you say that's going to go down. Tires has to be going up the list soon because, again, like we said, EVs wear down those
EVs
tires.
And hybrids wear tires faster.
Exactly, yeah.
And the tires designed for them are more expensive, too. Super cool.
So we're definitely expecting tires to go higher on the list eventually in the future.
Yeah, so my friend Ron has a Mercedes EQS. It's all electric, and its tires are very expensive, and it goes through tires about every 20,000 miles.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, 20,000.
Yep. Yeah, it chews tires up, man. That thing's super heavy. Super fast. Super fast car. Super heavy. Yes. Yeah. That's one of the costs that are elevated versus, as far as... people saving on oil changes. You don't have to do that maintenance, right? But as we did show, and I think I mentioned this to you before, 65 to 70% of the services we do on internal combustion engine vehicles are related also to EVs. They mm-hmm. cross over. So all kinds of AC, tires, cooling systems. So number three is cooling system repairs and service.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but electric vehicles have cooling systems on them also. They have to keep all the electronics and everything when it comes to the electric motors and that cool. So, because what does electricity produce?
Heat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. You were quick on that
one. Thank you.
It was super good. So
no edits needed, ladies and gentlemen. That was live right there.
It's live as it gets. All right. So, yeah, cooling system flushes, taking care of maintenance, inexpensive to quite expensive can on either one if you get failures.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that goes.
So then the next one's got to be tires for sure.
It is.
Yay!
How did you know? Look at that. You got it.
Nice.
Tire patches or complete replacements are a fairly common issue. Ding. Yep. A tire can leak or fail for a number of reasons. A sidewall can split or it can pick up a nail or other sharp object. Actually, and Bodie had called in previously a couple weeks ago. We were discussing his friend got an F-250 pickup, was going to tow a trailer that he'd been in storage.
Yes.
Good thing to look at, mentioning tires on a vehicle that's been in storage is the tires. Because if they're older than 6 years or they've been left out in the sun and abused a lot, like, you know, sidewall damage, et cetera, I'll replace them. Because a tire blowout on a trailer can be catastrophic. could cause you to lose control of the vehicle. It could damage the trailer. I've seen it rip panels off of trailers when a tire becomes separated and a large piece comes off and starts whapping things. It can do a lot of damage to your car, a car tire, or to actually a trailer. So very important. So tires are super important. Just make sure that you get a quality tire and that they're you keep an eye on the wear on them and have them serviced if you get a nail or screw or anything in them, as far as that goes.
Because that could definitely, again, being preventative on this stuff really helps out, because honestly, you're going to, if you don't be preventative and, you know, watching your vehicle for any maintenance deals, it's going to cost you in the long run.
Oh, in honestly. The long run, it'll definitely get you. There's no question. It'll be a lot more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when you need tires, replace them. Way cheaper than waiting for one to separate and come apart and beat the heck out of the side of your vehicle, right?
That's right.
So then it becomes body work and everything else. It's a disaster as far as that goes. What do you think number five is?
We have to talk about it eventually, right? It's got to be batteries, if I had to assume. Is that on that list?
No.
Oh, man. Okay. So now we've gone through... Does it have to do something with the computer system by any chance?
Well, this does have to do with the battery, but it has to do with other things too.
Okay.
So battery is part of this.
Okay. So I get a half ding. So let me see if I can do like a...
Which I'm not big on their list here because they've changed it. So ignition system, this includes the battery. Well, the battery I put more in the electrical system, but okay. So doesn't starter, ignition, battery pairs, chargers are relatively simple. If the battery needs to be replaced, there's a wide range. Batteries last about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So most batteries, a quality battery lasts about 5 years.
But what you were describing there, I think it's categorical. I think you could put it under the same category, honestly. Everything there that you just read.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it says if the starter needs to be repaired or replaced, it's a much more expensive repair. Well, that's true. So just, versus a battery.
Mm-hmm.
But ignition wise, I think more of spark plugs, wires, coils, distributor, if your car has one, you know, that kind of stuff. But you know. And we're going to get on down the list here as we go. We're going to take our last break here, though, real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, we're doing a little more Auto Talk Radio here. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful September Saturday.
We're doing a list. We're doing a list.
Most common repairs. Man, it's hard to believe we made it September already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Still kicking chicken.
Yep. October's just around the corner.
Well, yeah, we are lucky to get here. God willing and the creek didn't rise. That's how we got here. We talked about that on a previous show, remember?
No, we talked about this in the first segment of this show. So.
Is that what we were talking about today? I get confused,
man.
Yeah,
the first segment of the show. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's when it was. For some reason, I thought it was last week we were talking about it. See how lost I am? So... I did know we talked about it on Auto Talk Radio.
That's
for sure.
Yes.
That is a fact. So all good stuff as far as that goes. And today we're talking about most common repairs on a vehicle. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there as far as that goes. And we don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for a vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment. Tell us you need a battery and we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th and University. They have a battery for every single need, that's for sure. So go check them out. It's all good stuff as far as that goes. But number one technician recommended battery worldwide, for sure. Good stuff. Right, Brendan?
That's right. All I got one stuff. In my car and I couldn't be happier.
You got one in your car and you couldn't be happier. So, well, that's a good way to be. Everywhere is a good way to be. So all good stuff. What do you think's next on the list there, Mr. Brendan?
We have not talked about suspensions. It better be number... I think we're at number six, right? Or is that number seven we're at?
We're on number six.
Six. So suspension number six.
No.
Ooh. Wrong. Okay. So another big one, and I don't know if this would count under auto repair, but windshield wipers should be on that list. I mean, they're constantly having to be replaced on a yearly basis.
No, this is more major repairs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Wipers are pretty simple.
They
thing.
Are.
Like,
they
I don't,
are.
That's just kind of a maintenance.
It's up
thing.
There with cabin air filters and engine air filters, I would say, too, as well. They're easy to replace and easy to get to on most vehicles, I think. Okay, so we did cooling system, oil changes, tires. We done batteries, or at least the categorical definition and where the batteries and all that stuff will go. So my next thing, I would guess, there's nothing about check engine light in general, just in generality on that list. No check engine. Sort of.
No.
Okay.
No. This is more repairs. That's diagnosis, I guess. I don't know. But well, kind of, because number six is electrical systems, they say.
Okay.
It's kind of convoluted here the way they made this list. I didn't. I should have changed it a bit, but
that's
I didn't.
Okay. No,
I just kind of went general overall what's across the nation and then throwing in here a bit of what we see. Electrical system problems include issues like blown fuses, check engine lights, stuff like that. But I will tell you something. We are seeing a lot. This list, I wouldn't say is 100% accurate, and I'll tell you why I'd say this. Main reason is that we are seeing a lot more issues, check engine light wise, code wise, things like that, because of all the electronics we have on a vehicle now. So as far as that goes, I wouldn't say this is perfect, but it's fun to stump you while we're doing this. So it's all good. As you try to figure out the list as we go down. Good job, Brendan.
Thank you. But again, I can definitely see why it's in a separate category because, again, it's a lot more I don't know if convoluted is the word, but more complex than just a simple battery.
Yep. I think it should be higher up on the list, though, for sure, as far as that goes. We see more of that.
Yeah, now we're at seven.
Uh-huh.
Please tell me suspensions on this one now. Stop. We can't keep pushing that one back more.
Nope.
Dang.
Fuel system.
Okay.
Yep.
I was actually going to be my
second
guess.
I actually have two lists here, though. So, in all fairness, I want to mention that. And these are the most common repairs we're seeing. So not oil changes were on the top of the second list. Just so you know, number one, the one that you grasp at, as far as that goes, and oil leaks and then brakes.
Okay, yeah. Oil leaks are going to be on that list, yeah.
And, you know, with tire replacement, I would also throw in their suspension repairs. Because a lot of times you get suspension repairs, you come in, you have weird tire wear, you need tires, we look, and there's something worn out that needs to be fixed, right?
Right.
So tires and alignment and suspension repair kind of go together, and that was number four. So let's just throw that in the bucket, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You're all, So no fuel systems, fuel pumps, items like that do fail. Most fuel pumps are in tanks now, so it requires quite a job to get them out, get them taken care of. So they're definitely a repair that we do still see these days quite a bit. Transmission repairs.
I can't believe I forgot about that one. Oh, yep. That's definitely
number eight on this. We see a lot more transmissions repairs now than we do engine repairs internal.
I totally believe it. And again, your shop specializes in those transmission repairs too.
Yeah, we do everything, but we have we also do transmissions.
Exactly. It's called West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, for goodness sake.
They're all called that.
Yeah, well,
not El Cajon part.
I'm sorry. I meant West Automotive Group and Transmission. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
West. So the names are West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. Yes. So the word transmission is definitely in our name. There's no question about it.
And it's for a good reason. I mean, you guys do such a good job on them, and you get returning customers all the time for those transmission issues. So, I mean, It's in a good way, mind you, by the way. So, I mean, your name speaks for itself on how well you guys do the proper care to those things. And I'm so disappointed in myself for not having that higher on the list, honestly. I should have known that. But then again, I don't have those transmission issues yet. I'm about to hit that 100,000 mile mark on my Nissan Rogue.
Going to need a transmission.
That's CVT.
I will be your best friend, I guarantee you. I'm here for you, Brendan, when it fails.
Thank you.
The best thing you can do with the transmission, though, is service the thing regularly. So strongly recommend every 20,000 miles. I know that sounds like a bit, but I'm telling you, it's way cheaper to keep that thing clean, and it'll last a lot longer than it is to not and have it fail. Why don't you Google what your CVT transmission is going to cost for your car, and you'll swallow a golf ball.
I don't want to, but yeah. Okay, I'll take a look.
CVT, I can just tell you if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's going to be in the upwards over $5,000.
Oh, it hurts.
Yeah. Oh. By the time you throw labor and all that on it, actually, the tranny for that thing's probably close to $4,000 to $5,000 just for the transmission itself.
Yeah, it says here for my specific Nissan Rogue, $3,500 is just for the piece. It doesn't even.
Yeah, and they're more than that now. That's old data, I guarantee
you. Oh, no.
So I hate to tell you, probably up around $5,000.
Yeah, for sure. This article I'm reading from is from 2018.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, the price has really changed since COVID and all that. So, yeah. Yeah, it gets way more expensive, but it's okay.
I will keep on the proper maintenance and everything on the vehicle, obviously.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
God willing and the creek don't rise. we're going to keep using that.
That's right. I was looking back on some old sayings I sent over to Dave.
Like, oh, did you?
Uh-huh. The one that stirs the pot should lick the spoon. I've never heard that one before. And he's
I've
like,
heard
yep.
that.
Don't burn bridges if you can't swim. I've never heard that one. But again, it totally
I've
makes
never
sense.
Heard that one either. But
If you lay with dogs, you get fleas.
That's right. If you lay down with dogs, you'll get fleas. Yep.
Oh, man. I hope Steve is listening and sends you a whole bunch of sayings that he's heard.
He probably will. Because
I want to forward it to Dave so badly and see what he comes up with.
Is that all the ones you had?
No. There's plenty
there's
others.
There's lots
for
of
sure.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could I do a whole show on that, couldn't we?
We could. We could do a whole hour.
Any automotive related ones?
No.
Oh, bummer. Got to be a car one somewhere.
I mean, I know the classic Model T saying where it's like you can have it in any color.
Oh, yeah, black.
As long as it's black.
Yeah, as long as it's black. That's right. That's right, back then. So, okay, so we knocked down the transmission. We're getting down this list pretty quickly here.
Yeah.
So guess what the last, not last one, but the next one is.
Well, in terms of the top 10. So we did transmission. We did, just a review with listeners. So
quick
we had,
review.
Yeah. So we had tires. In no particular order, by the way. So we have tires, oil changes, transmission, batteries, fuel system, electrical system. I guess oil leaks was like a separate category, but they don't run leaks.
Yeah,
oil changes and leaks. But I already said that. Coolant system. Mm-hmm. What was our number one again? I'm trying to remember now. It was, oh, brakes. Definitely brakes.
Yep, got those.
And then last, I'm trying to remember what the last one was that I did not mention, because I mentioned 8 so far, and there's 9, and there's going to be 10. So with those in mind, another one I don't think we've talked about.
You ain't going to get this one.
Oh, I'm not?
Nah.
I pretty, oh, come on.
I doubt it.
I really feel like I can. Cause
go
honestly,
shoot for it.
Gosh. No, I'm going to blink on this.
Exhaust.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that. Damn.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
But I will say this. It's something that you definitely want to keep an eye on every single time you're looking over your vehicle for an oil change or anything like that. And that's part of your 40-point inspection.
Exactly. Yeah. Although exhaust systems like mufflers and all that seem to last a long time now on vehicles, a lot longer than they used to.
Yes.
They made a lot higher quality. But we do see leaks like exhaust manifolds, things like that fail.
And again,
catalytic converters for sure.
Yes. During COVID season, but that was because
there are people stealing them.
Yeah, exactly. going back to the point of the of what we were talking about there for the exhaust part, I want to say like almost every car manufacturer will recommend every 5,000 check your exhaust system and see how it's working.
Oh yeah, everything's well because you don't want leaks into the passenger compartment.
Yeah,
et cetera.
And besides, if you don't check up on that situation again, like we talked about, I think in the last segment, it's going to cost you in the long run for sure.
It will.
All the repairs you're going to have to accumulate after a time. So
it will.
It's very, very important that we keep up on all 10 of these and even more so some of the other stuff that wasn't categorized.
Well,
in
the
10.
Very last one is air conditioning systems, which we talked about a few weeks ago as far as keeping your air conditioning system in great working order. So when it's hot out, you know, so.
Totally.
And it's hot out right now. Here we are, September. Yay.
Well, October is going to be
worse, man.
Yeah.
October, it's hot and it's fire season, too.
It is. It
which
is.
I hate that part.
Yeah.
So I'm good with the heat as long as we don't get no fires. Mm-hmm. So anyway. But yeah, keeping that AC system in good working order is super important. You need special tools and all that to work on AC, just like a lot of components of the car now. So get it into somebody like us that's qualified and knows what they're doing, and we'll get you fixed up and keep you cool air coming.
Absolutely.
But the most important thing, repairs are just a fact of life. But with the proper maintenance of the vehicle, you can definitely minimize the cost and frequency of repairs. So, and that's kind of why we talked about this list and things that are going on as far as that goes. Here is Brendan puts in a... his little tidbits.
thank you. Well, no, that was very fun. And again, like we were saying earlier, honestly, it's very, very important that you keep up on these maintenance issues for sure.
It'll save you money in the long run.
Exactly. And on top of that, again, just in general, being well aware of how your car is feeling, the car noises, that sort of stuff. These are very, very important to the health and well-being of not only your car, but yourself as well, because no one wants to be stuck on the side of the road with 120 degree weather outside, or it's even hotter within your vehicle. No one wants to be stuck on the side of the road for any emergency situation. In generality, no one wants to be stuck inside of the road. So you want to get to your place and get there in a timely fashion.
And comfortable, which yes. is super important. Anyway, so good stuff. All right. And you know what, man? We're just running this thing down. It's been a quick hour again. We appreciate everybody out there joining us. You know what? San Diego and everybody, make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Keep that AC cranked up as it's getting warmer.
Yep.
Although the other parts of the country are going into fall now. We're going into hot is what we're doing. So it is what it is. But we do keep your car in good order. Get it in. Get it inspected. Make sure you know you're doing those oil changes every 5,000 miles. And let us put a good eye on the vehicle to keep you from needing expensive repairs that are on the list that we just discussed. So all great stuff as far as that goes. And we, like I said, appreciate y'all joining us. Make sure to tune in next Saturday as we'll be back live with some more Auto Talk Radio. San Diego and everybody, take care. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.